Welcome to the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast with your host, Manuel Suarez.
Today, I wanted to talk about something that it's not really taken into account as to why Facebook advertising works, some of them, and then some of them have utter failures in the Facebook ads world. And the reality, what's going on with these guys that are failing in Facebook ads, that go back and tell you, I already tried Facebook ads. Manuel says that Facebook ads is the actual current dominating marketing platform, and I tried it. I pressed that boost button and I didn't see any results. The reality is that Facebook ads is a platform to build relationships. It's not a platform to sell stuff. It's not a platform to actually try to generate ROI. It's a platform in which you put yourself in front of people over and over again. You have a graphic image, you do a video, you do an article, you do a Facebook Live, you do Instagram stories, now Facebook stories, you do some advertising here and there, and you put some money behind it using Please, the Facebook Business Manager, so you can actually really do what the power of Facebook really is. Without it, you don't really accomplish 5% of what you can actually accomplish if you're not using the Facebook Business Manager. So on Facebook, what works is a customer journey. And I have written articles on this. I do have a lot of documentation. I talk about it a lot in my course. You have to build relationships and put people through a customer journey. A customer journey is composed of several levels. On the first level, people don't even know who you are. It's a complete unawareness of who your business is and who your brand is. You have to touch them with some kind of content that provides value to them. You gotta think about what my content is all about, what you teach, and what can you show to the world. Don't tell me you don't have any content, because if you don't have anything that you can use to make the world a better place, I got news for you. You don't have a business. In reality, a business is something that can be used to improve the lives of another individual. If you have a toy store, if you have an accounting business, if you have a real estate business, if you sell stuff on Amazon, if you have a brand online, if you have a service, no matter what it is, your business improves the lives of another individual or a group of individuals. So in reality, you have to figure out what content your business has that can be used for that first point of contact. Now, in business, guys, there's basically three ways in which you can provide education and value and inspiration, right? You either educate, you inspire, or you entertain. There's people out there that all they do is they're entertain. Actors, artists, funny people, they have millions of people in their audiences, and they have very successful businesses. And what they do is that they entertain. There's people that educate. I educate on Facebook marketing. My dad educates, Dr. Eric Berg. He educates on health and ketogenic diet. These guys educate, and we can build businesses from that education that now can be turned around and we can sell to people from it. You can inspire people. There's people like Gary Vaynerchuk that inspires people every single day. He has a flood of business coming his way actively through his inspiration. He doesn't really teach you exactly how to run Facebook ads like I do, but he inspires people to be better and do better and wake up to this era of opportunity that produces business. Whatever it is, you have to somehow figure out how you're going to provide that value to the world. And that is your first point of contact. We invest a lot of money trying to just put a message out there across clients. Whether it is my dad's accounts, Dr. Berg's accounts, all the people that I have as clients, we invest money on that first point of contact. Actually, most of the money spent on Facebook advertising is spent on building that first customer journey step. We're going to grab an audience and we're going to turn it into a big bucket of people. It's a bucket of people full of people in it that now are getting all this information to improve the quality of their lives. And guys, this is what's going on right now. As you build this audience, as you get better and you get more people in there and your content improves, your information that you put out there improves, you don't have to be good in the camera, but you do have to provide education, value, inspiration, content, make somebody else better without asking them for anything in return. If you're just trying to sell, you're gonna lose every single time. If you do that, if you actively do that, you're gonna be able to, down the line, sell them something. The way I look at it is there could be like, ideally like three steps on that particular journey. First point of contact, people don't know who you are. You introduce yourself, you provide value. Second point of contact, you can now invite them into your channels. You can get them into Messenger, you can get them into your website, go visit your blog, educate some more, get more connected, like your page, be somehow one step further, one step closer actually to who you are and who your brand is. That's another thing that you can do. And on the third step of the journey, then at this point, you can make them consider being a part of your audience, buying something from you, engaging with your audience, giving you their email address, their phone number, their addresses, their anything that has more of a connection with you. Now, every single one of those journeys along the way, every single one of those steps has a lot of segments along the way, a lot of parts to it. For example, on that first point on the customer journey, I would actually have several points of contact. There is a rule in advertising that has been around for a very long time. They call this rule the rule of seven. The rule of seven is a rule that states that somebody has to look at you and see you at least seven times before they believe in your brand, before they trust you enough to open up their wallets and give you their cash. If they have not seen you at least seven times, people don't trust you. So what I want you guys to realize is that Facebook is a perfect platform for you to put yourself in front of the same people over and over seven times and get them to trust you. It is not a selling platform. It is a relationship building platform. This is very different to traditional platforms. For example, when somebody searches for your product on google.com, they are buyers searching for something that could handle their problem. If somebody has overweight problem and they go to Google and they search how to lose weight or as losing weight pills, then whatever comes up, you know you have a customer there that wants to get that information, that they're looking for that particular solution to their problem. So you already have one game won. These guys are ready. But that traffic today, which is called search traffic, it is ridiculously expensive. It is not affordable. It doesn't make money. You don't even break even. It's too expensive. If you want to buy a word like weight loss on Google right now, you have to pay $15, not a purchase, a click. And you have to get about 100 people to go in there before somebody buys from you, because you get on average a 1% conversion rate from cold traffic. So we are at a stage in 2018 in which traditional advertising and even online advertising, which is not Facebook, has gotten out of our reach, out of the reach of most small business owners, out of the reach of even medium-sized business owners, because it's gotten too expensive. It's not profitable anymore. And why would we do that when we have a platform in which we can invest and for $5, put our message in front of 1,000 people and get them to connect with us and build a relationship with them? It is a platform for relationship building. So instead of having search traffic, we have something that we call interruptive traffic. Interruptive traffic is traffic in which you are basically putting yourself in front of the audience. You are basically presenting yourself to an individual that was not looking for you, and now you're trying to make them realize that they need and want your help. And when they do that, they start watching your videos, and now they engage, and they comment, and they share, and they sit down and pay attention, and they watch the next one. And you're making them aware of their problem, and you're making them aware of how you, as a business owner, can address that problem and make them better. That's what you're doing on Facebook. If you're trying to sell and just be like, my product is the best, you should buy it for $19.95 free shipping without having to actually build a relationship first, you're going to lose every single time. So guys, that is the platform difference right now that we have. And the ones that are making a killing, which is about 5% of us using Facebook ads, we have the correct strategy. We are building relationships. I do not sell to anyone online on Facebook or Instagram or Messenger if they have not seen me several times before. If I have not done a good job of pushing my message in front of them over and over and over again. The good news is that you may be wondering, if you don't know enough about this, wait a second, what do you mean, Manuel? How am I going to put a second message? How am I going to do this whole like third message, fourth message, fifth message? You crazy, Manuel. This is over my head. Well, if you set up your business manager, which is actually quite affordable because it's free, if you set up your business manager, which you can do, go into business.facebook.com. I have an article on this. If you go to my blog, manuelsuarez.com, that explains the business manager in detail. If you set up your business manager, then you can actually, in there, look at audiences. There's an option called audiences in which you can build audiences, buckets of people that are consuming your content in certain ways. For example, you can build an audience of people that have seen 25% of your videos. You can also build an audience of people that have engaged with your Facebook page. You can also build an audience of people that have messaged your Facebook page. Also, you can build an audience of people that have visited your website. You can build an audience of the top 25% website visitors. Now, I don't want to open up a can of worms, but if you've been in marketing long enough, if you've been in advertising for a few years, at least in the Facebook world, there is something called the Facebook Pixel, which is very easy to integrate with your website, especially if you have a Shopify, a Magento, an OpenCart, if you have a WordPress. It's a couple of clicks of a button. If you don't know, guys, there's this guy, which is very famous, which knows all the answers to everything in the world. His name is Mr. Google. You search for how to install a Facebook Pixel on my WordPress site, and you're gonna get an article that tells you exactly how to do it. It takes about 5 minutes to integrate it, and now you can measure what's going on your website. Facebook can get that data. You can build an audience of your top 25% website visitors or the people that purchase your product. You can build an audience of so many different things. For example, people that engage with your Instagram profile. So you're building, as you go along, different buckets of people. And those buckets of people, you can use them to do something that I'm going to tell you secretly, confidentially, what it's called. It's called retargeting, okay? When you put a message out there and you put some money behind it, let's say that you are running Facebook ads and you run a objective called traffic, meaning that you want to get as much traffic to your website as possible, or you run an objective called video views, meaning that you want to get as many video views as possible. These buckets of people are growing along the way. You spend $5, you spend $10, you spend $20, whatever it is that you want to spend, because guys, you don't have a contract with Facebook. You can spend $2 or you can spend $5 a day. That's the big commitment that you're putting in here. You guys are probably spending more on coffee every day or on other things that are less valuable than growing your business, and this is being left on the table. So if you invest money on that, then on the business manager, you can build audiences, and then you can put a second message in front of them. And then you can keep on growing those audiences. And now you're one step closer on that relationship building process. And now on the third message, maybe you put another video. You give them a behind the scenes of your business. You give a testimonial. You give a success story. And then you do a fourth video. Or maybe you're not into video, so now you do a fourth image talking about your group and how you're proud of being able to help the world with your products and services. And now you do a fifth one. And maybe on the fifth one, you decide to go ahead and try to get them to opt in to one of your funnels. Get them to actually become your subscriber on Messenger. Get them to actually be an email of yours so you can actually try to get them close on something. Get them to actually give you their phone number so now you can contact them and have a customer service person try to close them, a salesman try to close them. But only if you have done this several times and if you have done a good job of positioning your business in front of these people, these buckets of people along the way. You are going to be able to get results on Facebook, but you have to do it that way. It's not Facebook ads didn't work, it's you didn't work. It's as simple as that. You have to have a strategy. The power of a tool lies in the user of that tool. If I get a basketball in my hands and they tell me to go make money with it, I cannot make a penny with a basketball. If they give me a computer, I'll go make millions of dollars with it. Why does somebody else grab a computer and make nothing from it? Why can LeBron James or why can Stephen Curry grab a basketball and get a $100 million contract? I can grab that same basketball and get absolutely nothing in return. The power of a tool, in this case, Facebook advertising, the Facebook business manager, depends on each and every single one of you. So if you're one of those people that said, Facebook ads didn't work for me, I pressed the boost button and I didn't get any results, I want you to realize one thing. Saying Facebook ads didn't work is like saying capturing attention doesn't work. How does that make sense when Facebook controls more attention than any other single media organization on the planet? They control more attention than CNN, than NBC, than 98.7, than any media organization in existence. Nobody has ever dreamed about having people in masses as much as they have them. That's what they are. They are an attention-grabbing platform. In reality, it's not that they didn't work. It's that you didn't work and you didn't get a not good enough job of putting your strategy in place so you can build your funnels, your customer journeys along the way. Facebook doesn't happen overnight. It sure as heck didn't happen for me overnight. And every single time that I start a business, I want to have a mentality that it takes me about 6 months before I can start getting traction and start seeing results with my Facebook advertising strategies. So you have to build relationships. And I want you guys to understand from this particular podcast, the main message is that this is not traditional advertising. It is a new form of advertising that only approximates to a certain degree something that we've had for a very long time. Door-to-door selling. This is the only thing that I can think of that compares with Facebook, because you are trying to knock on somebody's door and offer them an alarm system that they hadn't thought about they need. But when you offer them, maybe out of 100 people, 99 are going to say, get out of my house, stop soliciting, you are violating the homeowners association rules, get out of here. But when that one person bites and buys your alarm system, you made your entire week right there. Alarm, door-to-door knocking, sales services is very comparable to what we're trying to do on Facebook advertising. We are trying to push our message out there actively to thousands of people. And by doing so, we expect to get a small percentage of them to become interested in building a relationship with us and being a part of our company. And when we do that, we can grow our company. It takes several months until you really nurture and find that audience. And once you nurture them and once you find them, you can now start scaling and growing. And the cool thing about Facebook is that you don't have to only scale deeply, meaning going from $10 a day to $100 a day. You can also scale widely. For example, if you have an audience of video watchers, people that are watching your videos, you can now go to audiences and you can go to custom audience and select the option that says lookalike audience. And when you do that, you can actually go ahead and build an audience of people that are similar to the people that are watching your video content. Facebook allows you to scale wide like that because they have more data than any other company ever dreamed about. What do I mean by that? Well, the Facebook data is so much so that if you ask them to build a lookalike audience, they're gonna go ahead and find you an audience of millions of people in the US, in Canada, in Europe, anywhere you want. And they're gonna find you people that are very similar to the audience that already showed interest in your brand. The same thing with customer purchasers, email list, phone numbers that you have, people that visit your website. You can have Facebook find audiences that are similar to them. The possibilities are basically endless. But what you have to understand is that if you're one of those people that failed on Facebook ads, it's because you didn't have a strategy and you didn't persist enough on building relationships with customers. Building relationships is what Facebook is for, not for selling. It sells like crazy, and that's why I love it. But you cannot have an approach to it that you want to use it for selling, or you're going to fail every single time. Trust me, I already went for that pain, and I want to stop you from going for that pain and wasting money when you have the opportunity of having me educate you and take you step by step through this jungle and showing you what works today and what doesn't work. So guys, there you have it. Build relationships on Facebook, learn how to use the platform, do my training, go to my blog, do my videos. I am on a mission, and I'm on a big mission to help you become successful in this world of digital age that we have in front of us, of opportunity, that is only gonna get stronger and better. For me, doing this with you is way more fun than handling my agency. And I have my agency rolling, but I'm entertained with just basically helping you guys become successful and seeing the results, the incredible amount of testimonials that are coming in that you can check out from the people that are my students. If you go to manuelsuarez.com/testimonials, people want to know, are you for real? Don't take my word for granted. Go and check out what students have to say about me, clients have to say about me, people that follow my education. And that will speak for itself. World of opportunity. The great Seneca, the philosopher, used to say that luck is basically when preparation meets opportunity. I want you guys to get prepared so you can get lucky, because the opportunity today is quite massive. Our great grandparents and my dad and my mom never had access to an online era in which we can communicate to the world with a couple of buttons here and there. So I want you guys to realize for a second, let that sink in. And let us sink in that we are a first generation to have access to an online world. Nobody else before us ever had access to this stuff. And they were trying to build businesses with ages, decades of sweat, blood, and tears, when we can do it in a year or two, build multi-million dollar businesses like nothing. It does require work, but we can do it faster than ever before because we have the online world and this incredible miracle that we have in front of us. Facebook advertising, Instagram ads, messenger marketing, and all that stuff, right? Okay, guys, fantastic. See you on the next podcast.